with SRN News, I'm John Scott. A U.S. official says mediators are preparing to implement a Gaza ceasefire and hostage swap deal to end the 10-month-old Israel-Hamas war before a final agreement is even set. The official spoke to reporters on condition of anonymity and said the proposal currently on the table basically bridges every gap between Israel and Hamas. Ahead of Ernesto, officials on Bermuda prepare to open shelters and close government offices. The Category 2 storm, located 180 miles south-southwest of Bermuda, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic.
It's already raining across Bermuda well ahead of the storm, and the winds are starting to pick up. But the worst is going to be Friday night into early Saturday when the hurricane moves pretty much right over the island.
The Bermuda airport will be closed Friday night. Ernesto will cause dangerous beach conditions on the East Coast this weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democratic Presidential nominee Kamala Harris is misrepresenting her record as the former California Attorney General.
Kamala Harris is on a tour where she's trying to redefine her record as a tough-on-crime prosecutor. And yet, if you look at Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor, it is the opposite of tough-on-crime.
And speaking to the Milwaukee Police Association, federal prosecutors recently issued subpoenas in their probe of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' 2021 campaign. A new escalation in the ongoing investigation. The subpoenas, the latest development in a probe that came to light back in November when Adams' phones and iPad were seized. The Dow is ahead 117 points and the NASDAQ is adding 38. This is SRN News. The Paralympics embraces transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Valentino Petrello is a man who is living as a woman, and he is scheduled to compete in the upcoming Paralympic Games in Paris. The 50-year-old will compete in several track events for athletes with impaired vision. Petrello's presence has stirred controversy, with some true female competitors pointing out the unfair advantage he has. Transgenderism is being grappled with by sports governing bodies all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court ruling that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in that state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. This is SRN News. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy will be naming his former chief of staff, George Helmy, to serve as interim senator when Bob Menendez resigns later this month after his conviction on a federal bribery charge. Criminal charges filed in the death of Matthew Perry.
Five people in all are accused.
A live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. He had struggled with addiction for years. Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong.
The assistant, Kenneth Iwomasa, found Perry dead last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.